episode 529, March 15th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Welcome to the Robin Joe Show. I kept in our complaining at Robbie last week about starting the show.
Can I tell you, I talked to friend of the show, Erica. By the way, we talked about people that we mentioned the most that have never been on the show. Erica's certainly on there.
100%.
Right? But, and because we were talking to Larry, who we had on last week.
Yes.
And she said, oh, it was the funniest part when you were shitting on Robbie because he kept surprise starting the show on you. And they go, I gave you a 1 minute warning.
I take credit for that editing then, for keeping that in. Welcome to the show. We have chat. Where's chat at? Pull it up.
Oh, hold on. Robbie stressed me. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
All right.
Robbie has me working, being the one who's responsible for recording this show.
Yeah,
because he's not going to be here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's taking a 30-day vacation in Ocean City or something.
No, we'll 9 days. That surprised me. Nine days.
Make you do it next week too, Joe.
Yeah, I saw that. So we have a calendar, a mutual calendar. We pretty much, we look, and if nobody's there, we go, essentially, right?
This is for your ocean. Who gets use of the condo?
Yeah, I mean, if Robbie ever said, hey, I need it that weekend, we wouldn't. But Robbie's the furthest away, and also it seems to be it would probably be difficult for you to work from there, right, Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I can work from there. Katie and I, when we went up Wednesday, we just worked there Wednesday. We just worked there Thursday, Friday.
Right.
And then, but anyway, but I saw Robbie's going to be there 9 days. And I've got, God, man, 9 days. I don't know if I could ever, with my job, be away for that period of time. Because even our vacations that we take, they're pieces of different weeks. And we never even take a full week.
Well, he's probably just making a full week of work in the 9 days of Ocean City.
Correct.
No, right. Yeah, no, yeah. That's exactly what he's doing. Right.
So he's just taking a week off of work.
I understand that. It's just the 5 days in a row that would be, I feel like it would be difficult for Robbie, especially it says how busy he is, and that means that they rely on him. So if he's gone for 5 days, they just don't have that work done for 5 days.
What will you do there for 9 days?
It's going to be warm.
How do you know?
It's in 2 weeks. I just have a good feeling, I guess.
I mean, really? I mean, it won't be like, it'll be warmer than it is now, most likely, but it's not going to be like... It's probably going to be 60 degrees or something.
I don't know. What do you think, Robbie? Do you know?
It's going to be in the 60s or, you know, it'll be in the high 50s, low 60s, but it'll also probably be rainy.
So what do you do when you, because you're bringing the girlfriend, I assume.
Yes.
And can we talk about if she's bringing her kids, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. How old are her kids?
15 and 16.
Okay. So... What will you do for 9 days?
Well, the kids will go off on their own at 15 and 16. They're not going to be hanging out with Robbie and his girlfriend, right?
Plus, they're bringing their friends, so they'll have things.
So you're just going to walk on the beach. You're going to go out to eat. You're going to go miniature golfing. Is there a movie theaters open?
You can't go miniature golfing. It's not open.
Why wouldn't it be?
It's not. I mean, I was just down there.
Why the hell wouldn't it be?
I don't know. It's not.
Because of COVID? Or because of the season?
Probably because of the season.
Okay.
And COVID. They combined the two.
All right.
To make it a miserable experience.
They're playing. Just watch golf all weekend. Yeah. You can play golf outside.
And it's outside, right. Yes. Yes.
They have spectators. I'm sure that a clown nose doesn't make it
unsafe. I guarantee you when you're outside golfing, I'll bet you have to wear a mask. I'll bet you anything you do. When you're outside golfing, I'll bet they make you wear a mask.
Well, that's stupid.
We were there, and they did have you put on a mask, but we immediately took them off when we started golfing.
So, wait, you went golfing?
I went there during COVID.
Oh, okay.
And we went to the miniature golf place, and we played.
Oh, and it was open?
They made you put your mask on when you came in, but then when we got out on the course, we just took them off.
So I keep asking you, and then I answer for you. But what will you do for these 9 days?
So we probably will try to go to the movies. Hopefully, there'll be a place showing Nobody. I'm very excited to see that.
Yes, that's the Bob Odenkirk movie.
Yes, looks awesome. So maybe we'll do that. Maybe play some games, hang out. That's about it.
You have to fill 9 days with that.
I mean, you just filled. That's 2 days. Okay, I'll give you 3-1 for travel.
Will you guys go out drinking?
We'll go out to eat. We'll go out to drink, sure. We'll go maybe watch some live music if we can find
Skybar's open across the street.
Skybar usually has some live
okay.
music
playing. If it's warm enough, so I'm just looking. So a week from tomorrow, it's going to be 57 degrees. Okay. That's a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, you got
it's
going to
be 80 a week later?
He's got a good shot. You'll get it a couple of days. You know what I mean? You never know. I remember being down there. I have pictures being down there for St. Patrick's Day, and we're in. Katie's in a tank top.
You think Robbie will be in a tank top?
I doubt Robbie will be in a tank top, but.
What will you do, Robbie, if in the middle of this you hear a knock on the door and it's Gramps?
I'll say, hi, Gramps, come on in.
Because Gramps isn't here tonight. He's not in his home, which is very, you know, I came in waiting for my Crown Royal and he's not here.
He's in chat. Well, you can still have Crown Royal.
It's not the same. I need right. It's part of, it's me and Gramps bonding.
Yeah, I said I wasn't going to talk about Gramps, but I will tell this. So the internet went out here. You know, I'm at Gramps is in in West Virginia. Okay. And the internet went out here.
Is he working on the new book with his brother?
His brother, the author of Resentments Kill and the other books. Yes. He's with my Uncle Charlie,
right,
who
with
I love.
Stephen
shout
King
out.
King of the family.
Yes, if you guys are listening, shout out. Anyway, but my father texted me and said, oh, don't worry, I'll be in chat, which. That actually makes me a little. I don't want him to be rushing back to this. He's there with his brother and sister and niece, and you know what I mean.
Like, you think he should be spending family
time?
Of course,
he should. It's right. My aunt's birthday. Yes.
Yeah.
But whatever. He said he'll be back, and I said, okay, but don't rush back for this. We'll just play it again on Wednesday, right? You can just listen to it. You can listen to it 50 times. You know.
Okay. I want to ask you.
Hold on. He goes, I'm not going to rush back. I said, but I also don't know if the internet's working because it wasn't working. You guys know I was texting you, it was on and off. I didn't know if it was going to work. So anyway, he texts me and he says, hey, is the internet up? And he goes, never mind. I can't get on the internet. Well, he said, oh, the internet's down here. Well, the truth is it's not down. He just didn't know how to get his computer.
What are
on.
The odds? It's just down everywhere he is.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that my Uncle Charlie or somebody younger than them showed him how to get his computer to speak to whatever the internet service is at the hotel. And that, as a result,
he's
on here.
Do you think that he and your is it your aunt?
My aunt lives down there. He's there.
Do you think they're all there listening right now to the Robin Joe show?
I doubt my aunt is. My poor Uncle
Charlie. She
doesn't
want to do that on her birthday.
I can't imagine she would, even not on her birthday. But my dad is probably forcing my Uncle Charlie to listen.
Okay. But can you let us know about that, Gramps?
Yeah, Gramps. Well, Gramps is in chat. He hasn't said a word. I don't know if Uncle Charlie is listening or not.
Do you think Gramps said, I need to leave, we need to have dinner done by 7? So, like, did he actually work this into the itinerary?
I'm sure that had something to do with eating at 5:30, although I will say this. Okay, so Katie and I, on the day before we left, we were going to go walk a lot, because we're thinking about building a house rather than...
Yeah, that's big news.
Correct. So I go, oh, we're looking at it at 4:30. My dad says, okay, well, we'll leave for dinner at 4:30. I said, what? Okay. So him and my Uncle Charlie, Robbie, three guesses where they went for dinner.
I don't know.
Seriously? You can't guess where they went for dinner?
Eaton Park? I don't know.
No, here, when they were here.
Oh, El Salto.
Yeah, they went to El Salto's, right? Of course, I said to my uncle, just so you'll know, there's 14 Mexican restaurants in between here and El Saltes, right?
Right.
But I said, but you'll enjoy it or whatever. Anyway, so once he found out that I was leaving at 4 to meet there at 4:30, he goes, all right, well, we'll just leave now. So they left at 4 o'clock to go to El Salto's, and that means they ate at 4:30.
Well, they're old.
I can imagine there wasn't much of a wait.
Have you? I haven't noticed eating earlier in my life ever.
You said you have been, or?
I haven't noticed. Like, when does that start? Because it hasn't. Does it, you just hit 70 and suddenly you go 2 hours earlier,
God,
or is it a gradual thing?
Eating at 4:30, that's, it's almost lunch. Lunch ended at 1.
If I eat at 4:30, it's about 10 times more likely that's my second meal of the day versus my third.
Yeah. Graham said, I had someone come up and connect me. Yeah, so he had he had a worker from the hotel who probably now has his routing number and
right.
social security number.
Did he compliment how beautiful she is?
God, I hope it was a man.
did you guys watch the Grammys last night?
Hey, before we go there, mm-hmm. Arielle is also in chat, and hey. I want to give her a shout out because she asked on Twitter, who is it that you're always talking about? Christo Stevo is what she thought, who she thought we were talking about, when really we were talking about Chris Restivo. And if you're fans of the show, you know who Chris Restivo is. And Chris Restivo was recently on an episode of our friends' podcast, Quality Time.
Yes, with Eric Woodworth and Ashley Pontius and Jeremy Woodworth.
Yeah, and there's a there was a falling out. Chris doesn't like us anymore. He's mad at us.
He's a fucking douche.
Are you talking about Christo Stevo?
Christo Stevo is mad at us, and I think he has a linchpin who he's, it's either me, you, or Robbie, I assume, that he said that's the person responsible for our falling out. So we don't know who that is.
Which it's none of us. He's responsible, clearly, because he's made this up.
Yes, of course.
We're not mad at him.
No, I'm not mad at him.
I would never be mad at Christo Stevo.
No, I wouldn't be mad at him.
We have to, that has to stick, by the way.
Christo Stevo?
Yes.
It's going to be hard for me to remember to say that. I've said Christo Stevo 5,000 times. But anyway, if you listen to Quality Time, the episode is Blame It on Rio, which is a weird movie. And do you love the movie Blame It on Rio, Robbie? So I think it's Michael Caine, right?
I don't know
right?
that I've ever seen it all the way through.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's, I assume I've heard of it, so it's probably a good movie.
Well, I'm going to be like on
Michael Caine and Demi Moore.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right up Christo Stevo's alley.
I wonder why Christo Stevo loves that movie. It's got an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm not kidding. It has an 8%.
That's hard to do.
An 8%. That's impossible.
I'm going to be on Quality Time next month.
Yeah, The Burbs. I heard about that. But I can't get over the fact that it's that horrible. It's considered a tragically horrible movie.
Well, from my understanding, the way that they book that show, the worse the movie, the better the guest.
Yeah, but there's things that are hilariously bad.
Joke.
I'm sorry, but I wasn't. Say it again.
So the worse the movie, the better the guest they get.
My God, I got you. Good point. No, but you understand there's some movies, like your Rocky III we've done, Roadhouse, those kind of movies.
Yes.
The new Rambo, that are actually awesome, but also kind of like this.
You can make fun of them, but you like them still. It's
exactly. You can make fun of
have fun. It's like a roast. You still like whoever this actor actress is.
I know you want to talk about the Grammys, but this dovetails. Dovetails nicely into
that's
this.
That's fine. No hurry.
I finished the series Banshee.
Okay. Congratulations, JL Covan. By the way, listening, you know he retweeted, commented because he posted about Banshee several years ago, loving it.
Yes.
A lot of people. So, a lot of love for Banshee.
Yeah.
And Warrior, by the way, on our Twitter.
Yeah, Banshee. It is awesome, but mm-hmm. let me tell you, here's who's in Banshee. You have an Amish gang, you have a Latino gang.
Is this current day, present day?
It's only 4 seasons. You have,
but does this take place in today?
Yes.
Okay.
Serial killers, white supremacists.
It's just got it.
You
all.
Have. I mean, you. There's nothing that isn't a part of.
Some New York gangsters, too.
New York, and they have everything, right? The guy who comes, the big fat guy that comes to try to get him, whoever the guy, Rabbit, the Russian mafia.
I mean, this sounds amazing.
Every single possible villain you could try to wedge. There's also, I told you, there's a serial killer in there, too.
Nice.
Okay? It's just, it's so ridiculous. One thing that just happened, the guy, the Amish villain, the Amish, the head of the Amish mafia or whatever this guy is. Yeah. Proctor
that
is his name.
Great, by the way.
Yeah, Proctor.
You know,
is
Mac
name.
Didn't like us talking about Banshee last week, and now you're going right back to it.
Yeah, it's so that guy Proctor. He picked up a hitchhiker, and she's like an 11.
Of course.
Yeah. Do you remember this, Robbie? When you picked up the hitchhiker.
Kind of, yes. Yes.
I'm like, come on. No, I've seen female hitchhikers. I know what they look like. They don't look like
well, they're
that.
They're not walking for long.
No.
They look like that.
No, and you know, I was listening to the great Jordan Peterson the other day. You know, like 97% of homeless people are men. Because mm-hmm. people will women can find a way to sustain life, right?
Yes.
But men, they can't. So a girl that looks like that, somebody will say, you can come live with me.
Yeah, you want to ride? How about I'll marry you?
Yeah, right. Yes, you're fine.
Well, Arielle, since we'll stay with her and Banshee, she tweeted that her husband was watching Banshee, and every time she looked in, it was a sex scene. She thought it was porn, basically.
Yeah, it is basically porn. Yeah. I said this last week, but These girls, when they're simulating the sex scenes, when they're having sex, it looks like they're just fucking. I don't know how they're not doing. Robbie, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it seems very real.
I mean, yes, if they're wearing anything, they're wearing just a patch over their genitalia.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they can be doing.
Well, actors, they're more free, you know? They're vulnerable people. They bare their souls.
Here's another thing. There's a guy who was a former neo-Nazi. Imagine this in this culture, right? The world we're in now.
Yes.
He's got a swastika on his face, but he's reformed, so he's a cop, okay? Right. There's a swastika on his face. Meanwhile, he's like, I can't afford to get him removed. I'm like, okay, well, now you've been a cop for like 2 seasons. Can you fucking go get the swastika at least off your face removed? And it's on his face, but whatever. But he's turned good. And the wife of the... He has a brother who's also a Nazi, and he hadn't seen the light. He's a bad Nazi, and then there's a guy who's a reformed Nazi.
Of course.
And he has a wife. And I don't know how this normal, regular woman fell in love with this Nazi, and she's not part of the cult. You follow what I'm saying? How do you... I'm overlooked
that. It's usually a deal killer unless you believe the same.
I thought I could change him. So... She's in love with the other guy who's a former Nazi, but since he's reformed, she's scared for her life. I'm like, well, the dad was a Nazi, so I can't really figure out how did they ever get together?
Do you want a prequel? You want the backstory on that?
There's also
a
guy
spinoff series.
There's also a guy. He's an Asian hacker. Meanwhile, you never see him trying to learn his trade. He just knows it.
He's just because he's Asian. That's what they're
he's
saying.
The greatest, but he's the most effeminate gay, yeah. Right? He's dressed up like in fucking these fantastical outfits, you know,
right.
Almost in drag.
In drag, although he is in drag in one of the
yes,
scenes,
that's
right?
Correct.
But he's supposed to be off the grid. Nobody knows who he is. I'm like, you couldn't be more obvious. And the other thing is that, by the way, do you know what state Banshee is in, Robbie?
Pennsylvania.
It is in Pennsylvania. If you were to list like the top 10 most dangerous cities in the United States or whatever, Banshee would be so far number one. I mean, everybody's trying to kill everybody. They're shooting flamethrowers at each other. God, it's not, you have to literally just be like, all right, I'm not gonna, you can't try to make sense of literally any of it.
Is chat, what are they saying? Are they?
Ariel apparently loved Banshee.
Well, yeah, you know, she likes violence and nudity. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I thought of Ariel watching the Grammys.
Okay.
Because well, first of all, I was watching the never watch this stuff, but the pre-show, you know, interview thing.
Oh, when they start talking
the red carpet.
They were
yeah,
talking
the
to
red carpet.
Megan
yeah.
the Stallion.
Yeah, well there's no it's different this year because there's no people there.
Right.
But like everybody was dressed ridiculous. And like yeah. Tawanda was getting upset. She's like, "Really?" Now, Megan Thee Stallion actually dressed very nice.
She dressed like a regular human.
Well, yeah, regular. So did Dua Lipa, regular.
Hey, I saw her. That's who you like, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoking hot. But the one girl's just got skeleton dress on. The other girl, if you go to Sarah.
What's a skeleton dress?
I'll show you. If you go to Sarah Fraser's Instagram, she did a thing where who wore it better, and she put them all on. It was pretty funny. But I guess this is this girl, Phoebe Bridgers is her name. That's her thing. She's always in a skeleton dress.
Is she the one that busted up the guitar on Saturday Night Live?
So that's, I don't know. So that's, there's the one I'm showing you now, Joe. That's Miley Cyrus's younger sister.
Oh.
If you scroll, you'll see the skeleton. The,
oh, I saw Harry yeah. Styles. I saw that.
So
I was,
it's just fucking bizarre. And then one guy, this, some guy, he's wearing like a short set. He's wearing long shorts. And I don't, I me and Tawana felt really old because, like, what's fucking happening right now? But, and I thought of Ariel because I know she loves Megan Thee Stallion. And she said that, I don't know what this means, Ariel, but apparently Hot Girl Summer 2 will happen this summer. So I don't know what that means, but
well, yeah,
congratulations.
Wouldn't girls post pictures on Instagram and put Hot Girl Summer as the best that they can look or whatever,
I guess,
right?
But apparently we're having it again this year. So
we're not even allowed out. How the fuck are we
going
to Hot Girl
Summer?
You're
a hot girl.
I mean, Robbie's getting ready to vacation for 9 days. He can't leave the house.
But I'd never heard of half the people, and I felt really old, but... But I'm not going to be these guys that shits on things because I don't know it.
No. I saw the names. Like, I saw Doja Cat or whatever. I'd
never seen Doja Cat. And there's a song that I'd heard before. I was, oh, that's her. I know that song. And she's attractive. I never knew what she looked like.
Yeah.
I tweeted something that only, like, JL liked. I said, did Doja Bunny win? Because there's Bad Bunny and there's Doja Cat. I just thought it was funny to me, even know what else.
Yeah, now you had to delete it.
I didn't know you do that. I don't delete things.
No, I'm not deleting something that gets one like.
I let them sit up there.
I did tweet something that only got one like. So I don't know that I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. So there's a song by a band called All Time Low called Monsters that they play on the station that I'm on. It is absolute trash.
Okay.
Okay, this song sucks so bad, okay? Anyway.
It's catchy, but it's super dumb.
Oh, it's a fucking horrible. Okay. Anyway, so I'm on the air. When I'm talking to Ben, who produces the Ravens pregame.
Uh-huh, and the morning show.
And the morning show, or he's the assistant producer
right.
on the morning show.
Sorry, Misha. Yeah.
He goes, I go, who sings this song? He goes, do you like it? I go, fuck no, I don't like it, right? He goes, oh, God, thank God. He goes, because today my wife says, who sings this song? His wife likes it, right? So we've always made jokes every time that song's played, right? Because it's horrible, and also his wife likes the song. So anyway, they were just on Ellen. So it was on my news feed. And so I said, hey, Ben, whatever his name is. I go, set your DVR. And it's just for him. Nobody else is going to get it. Like, oh, Joe must love All Time Low. But anyway.
Tawanda actually said something that played a joke on me that I would do on her. Like, I'll make up things that aren't true. Like I told her that Dax Shepard's first name is Daxter is the full name, right?
Right.
So just dumb things like that. So that group, it's Haim, I believe. It's three chicks, H-A-I-M.
Okay.
Do you know them?
I don't.
Okay. Well, they played. They're pretty good. And
when
she's...
school isn't a place you have to be...
Are you playing them?
Why not go to school where remote learning can be as remote as you want?
We gotta hear the ad first.
Ad. Yeah. So Tawanda, because I... She's like, I'm trying to figure out who they were because I couldn't hear when they were introduced. And she goes, that's the Dixie Chicks' daughters. I was like, really?
Are they a country?
Yeah. No, but for a second, because I was doing the math. Dixie Chicks got to be in their 40s, right? They have
yes,
to be.
Of course.
These girls are in their 20s. It could happen. Then I was like,
and
no, they're not.
Were any of them even white?
Yeah, they're all white. Gotcha, yes, okay. They all were three white women. But they're probably like 32, so whatever.
That's
not Dix. That's not Time.
No, that's All Time Low.
Yeah, that's All Time Low. Oh, yeah, I know this stupid song.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they say? Oh, they say ruin my life on the radio.
So that's the thing. 98 Rock will do that. It's like, I feel like the person that likes that song, the person that likes Led Zeppelin doesn't really like that, you know?
I know what they're trying to do, which is smart, right? They're saying, all right, we have to maintain our brand, but also we have to kind of try to stay current. And there's a lot of songs they play, like Royal Blood and stuff like that. They play some current stuff that I really like. It just sometimes you'll hear that and you'll go, God, this is shit,
well,
right?
There aren't a lot of current rock bands that you like, right?
Let me think.
In the last 10 years.
Jeez, let me think.
I mean, the Struts for the last 10
years. I like the Struts, yeah.
Right?
A lot of people don't like them, but I do like them. There's that other band. What are they called? Volbeat. Oh, I like them, too.
All right.
Yeah, so I like Volbeat. I like the Struts. I like Royal Blood. They're all making music right now.
I know that we both don't like that song, the Van Halen kid, tribute.
Well, you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that. Yeah, that.
Well, you're not allowed to say. You're never allowed to say on the radio that you hate the song.
Oh my God, I know. But then you're like a jerk. But I'm not really. I want to like music. I don't want to not like it. I want to like it.
Just like when I eat food, I want to like it. I want it to be enjoyable.
That song, that the Wolfgang Van Halen song, it's probably the worst song that they've ever played on 98 Rock. Seriously.
It's so forgettable.
God, it is so bad. It is so bad. It's just like, it literally is like something that, you know, we could sit down and write.
If that's if it wasn't him singing about his father passing, it would never
Well, if we... No.
Because that's if part
it,
of
it,
the...
Right. I mean, it has to be Van Halen.
But if it was just him singing about his girlfriend dying...
No, if Wolfgang Van Halen put out an album, it... And his dad was alive. It would never get played. It would never get played. It's never. so bad. Look, I'm sure he has some aptitude, but he's not a genius. You know, he can probably play bass on the Van Halen songs.
Sure,
he probably has the aptitude, but he didn't write the Van Halen songs. He just, you know what I mean? It's like, for example,
I feel like they play that constantly. That song,
Adam Lambert.
Joe, you stop talking about Banshee just in time, Max and Chet.
Oh, Adam Lambert can sing the Queen songs, and he kills them.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome at it. But somebody had to make them.
Yes.
That's the thing. The making them is the hard part.
Well, that's why you have these singing shows.
Then you never hear from them again.
I said, that person's an amazing singer, and then that's it.
Right. And then every once in a while, you get Carrie Underwood, but for the most part, you don't know two... I just said his name. Adam Lambert songs.
I just know the one.
Yeah. What do you want from me or whatever?
Which Pink wrote.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. He does it right. That was the best guy that ever came out of the show.
Exactly.
And you don't know any of his music. Yeah, no. The writing the songs is hard.
Being able to sing, it's like being able to, you know, drive a golf ball 300 plus yards. Doesn't mean you can be a professional golfer.
Yes, they have long drive competitions.
Right.
Hey, by the way, do you know that Katie's the guy that she dated before me?
Oh, boy.
He was a long drive competition guy. Dead serious.
Chicks dig the long ball.
And she used to have to drive to, like, you know, where you know, Pittsburgh or whatever, and he'd get out there with these, and he'd try to drive the ball, and you had to pay for flights or whatever they were called, and he would buy a flight, and he would try to be in the long drive, and he apparently was really good.
Katie's lived a fascinating life.
Yeah. Now,
one last thing on the Grammys. So, right. I'm the pre-show thing. There's three, four hosts. I don't know any of them, and there's no one there because of COVID, so it's not really that exciting. And they come back from interviewing somebody, and the gay guy is like, "Oh my God, guys, I'm literally having the best time ever." And I'm like, what? Like, I know you're not, okay? Because, like, it's like a football game this year. They're not going to say, wow, the crowd's electric. No, there's nobody there. Like, I know you have to make the best of the situation, but don't act like this is the most amazing time that's ever happened.
Everyone's wearing a mask.
Right, it's
that's
so
not
dumb.
The best time,
it's
right?
Like, I bet my life you've had more fun this year doing something else.
All right, Max, last two comments in chat. Let me give them to you.
Yes.
First thing he says, Joe should know the difficulties of growing up as someone much less talented than their father. That's the first thing he said about Gramps. And then,
well done.
Which is tougher to follow romantically, a long ball driver competitor or Kwame Brown?
Touche, everybody.
And then there's one more thing that Pogo Therapist Clown, that's Jeremy Woodworth, who we have a song by him, right?
We do.
Yeah. He says, Losing My Religion was the all-time worst song played on 98. But no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. Losing My Religion is not anywhere near one of the worst songs.
Jeremy hates the idea of losing your religion. He's very, very religious. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience.
We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Sunday, April 25th at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, please visit dielaughingproductions.com.
The Robin Joe Show.
So speaking of Jeremy, I mean, again, we talk about prolific songwriters in our day. He has another one. And I've heard it. You haven't heard it, Joe. And Robbie, you have it, but you have not listened to it, correct?
Not listened to 1 second of it.
Before we play this, is there any way that Jeremy can write the song and then have somebody less aggressive sing it?
Could he write? I mean, there is a way. You can. Yeah, you're allowed to write a song and someone else can sing. You like, want Eric to sing it?
Prince let Sinead O'Connor sing Nothing Compares to You,
yeah,
right?
Killed it, yeah.
He let the Bangles and Susanna Hoff sing Manic Monday.
He did, yeah.
You know, these are huge hits. I think Nothing Compares to You was the number one song of the entire year.
Yeah, no, massive.
All right.
I don't know if Jeremy has that in him, but before we play it, why don't we in the chat can guess too, what do you think is the subject of Jeremy's latest song? Because just let's go over. He's written about Gramps a couple times, right?
Yeah.
He's written about the Purple Power Hour.
Yeah.
He's written about rats, hasn't he? Yeah.
I don't know.
Has he? No.
I don't know what the hell he's written about.
Yeah.
If you don't listen to his show, a lot of times I'll just get the feel for the song, maybe the first 10 seconds, and then I just skip through it.
Well, I'll say this. What he wrote about this time, it's not about Gramps, but it is about something that we've talked about on the show. A story that one of us told. Now, that's almost like a running joke, a relatively new little running joke.
Oh, I bet I know what it's about.
Is it about Banshee?
No, it's not about Banshee.
Okay. I bet it's about Mountain Dew Livewire.
Well, why don't we play the song? Well, it's like 15 seconds. You want to talk off the record, Joe?
Yeah, sure. A 15-second lead-in?
Yeah.
All right. It's 7:59 here on this Monday afternoon.
Wait, we have to wait till the song starts.
Yeah.
Robbie, you got it?
Oh, here we go. Forget it.
By
the way, what's up with the 15-second intros?
I don't know.
And then he goes, "Rrr!" You're just going to scream something?
Look, that's don't mess with his art. He's an artist that can do 15-second intro.
All right, here we go.
These are the times that we travel on. Hundreds of miles for that loosened nectar.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah, you do.
I like it. It's good. Of course, it's going to have too many verses, but here
we
go.
Not that long.
All right.
I think it's only another 45 seconds.
It's good, Robbie.
Oh, Jeremy.
Robbie, it's good, Robbie.
I love it, Jeremy.
It's the best one he's ever done.
All right.
So
he is getting better. We
and
all agree.
And he actually sang. It was a more melodic than it normally is too.
Yeah, what's
nicely
the chat
done?
You think Gramps heard one word?
Yeah, no, Gramps is not really the guy to ask. By the way, there's actually a song by AC/DC called Livewire, so you could have just played that, but. That's good. The what do you call it? The sweet nectar?
Yes.
And he also says orange live wire. Doesn't say live wire.
I like that.
He says orange live wire.
Well done, Jeremy.
Now, the chat loves it. Although Freedom Rider says, this song has less creativity than Katie's coupon birthday gift. but I don't want to gender Freedom Rider. But it says, I do believe it's better than usual, though. Well, hell yeah,
we'll
it's better than usual. Oh, sing what the people want. Robbie approves.
2 days ago, I got home, and there was a big package on my front porch. I had not ordered it. I didn't know what it was. And as soon as I lifted it up, I knew what it was. Somebody sent me 8 Mountain Dew live wires.
Wow. Christmas in March.
What'd you do to deserve that, Robbie?
It was my girlfriend sending it.
Oh. Speaking of you, Robbie, you sent us a picture. And you didn't explain this, but you sent Joe and I a picture. It's a giant container, like a, what would you call one of these?
It's a bin.
Bin, yeah. One of these like see-through plastic bins. And you have, it's specially made, the DoorDash logo.
No, it's not specially made. Robbie put that on there.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I got you. Yeah. Okay.
Right. He put specifically for DoorDash.
Their logo
and the name DoorDash. And then a sticker on top that says place orders in here. So you don't want them to just sit the food. I guess they normally just sit it on the ground.
Do they ring the doorbell?
On the porch in a bag?
The reason I'm doing this is because I'm ordering my food like on my way home from work.
Okay.
And they usually just beat me home. So if it's raining, or if their message, they get the message saying, hand the food to the customer, which they frequently do, even though I say leave it at the front door, they see that thing and they're going to know what to do. And they don't have to call me and go, I knocked on the door, you're not here. You know, they just put the food in there and I come home and my food's there and it hasn't gotten wet or anything.
Do you have one for Amazon too?
No.
Yeah, what if they see that and you kick it and get offended? Well, how often are you door dashing? Every day?
Pretty frequently.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm like, now with my new job, I'm like eating at 8 o'clock at night.
That doesn't sound like you, because that's a highly inefficiently expense. It's a waste.
And you're screwing the local restaurant.
Hey, on Sunday night, last night, I made my own dinner. I cooked my own dinner for myself. But usually, like I said, I'm eating at 8 o'clock at night. I don't have time to cook. I either pick something up on the way home, or I'm my food's sitting there when I get home.
I don't know if you thought of this, but a lot of places have drive-thrus.
Yes, there's no place that I really, really like to eat on the way home that has a drive-thru.
What's your go-to DoorDash
you have a
restaurant?
Chick-fil-A nearby.
You want me to read you my places? From
yeah, let's hear. Yes, I do want you to read. And I also want you to read what you paid.
Okay.
By the way, are you tipping sufficiently?
Yes, I tip 20%.
Okay.
Are you gaining weight? All this eating out?
He is.
Mm. Thanks, Joe.
Well, I am too, Robbie. I worked out today, though.
Okay.
So I ran today. Ran outside.
Today was
fun.
Qdoba.
Nice. Okay.
What'd you pay?
$23.
I paid, around there.
you can just tell us, Robbie. Read the amount.
$29.47.
Okay, that's not around there.
Wow.
That's $30
for one person?
No, right, but that's what it costs you to eat. Okay. Cost you $30 to eat a burrito and whatever the hell else you got.
I prefer Chipotle, but not delivered, because Chipotle, every time they bring it, the bag is soaked through. One time, this lady was, I saw her on the map, like hanging around in a neighborhood for a long time. Like, what is she doing? I called her. She's like, oh, I'm on the way. She gets to the door, and I kid you not, the entire bag just dropped.
Bitch.
The whole bottom of the bag emptied out, and there was Chipotle all over my.
Yeah, that I'd be done with them too.
I think Mac is missing us talking about Banshee. We're talking about where Robbie eats. Anyway, good. So
house subs.
Hold on, how would you pay there?
Now this was for two people. Okay.
Okay.
$64.
$30.
Okay. Man, no, it's not $30. What was it?
I just read the entire. Oh.
What?
$30.98.
Okay. So $31. Okay. Got it.
Jeez, Joe.
Well, I'm just saying, he said almost 23. It was 29.
Okay.
I need to know the real amount.
Right,
yeah, I need to know what he's paying. Okay.
Okay. Sushi.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
$600.
No, yeah. What was it? $70.
$20.60.
Oh, that's not
what,
bad.
Do you get one roll?
it's a meal. They give you a roll and they give you some
bento box. Gotcha.
Are you? I guess you're doing well at work if you got all this extra money.
I told you I'm making a lot more money. Okay. Yeah. This is my most expensive one. I'm pretty sure. I order from All American Steakhouse.
Oh
God, just you?
And I get, yeah, this is just for me. I get the ribeye. And I get a couple of side salads.
How many ounces for the
ribeye? I've turned this into two meals, by the way.
How many ounces for the ribeye, Robbie? What are we talking?
Like 14 ounces.
Oh, it's big ribeye.
Yeah, but he's getting two side
salads.
No, I got
you.
Getting, that's good.
Yeah, I get a couple salads, so those are safe for the next night. $45.95.
Jeez. Man.
You know, they sell salad like in a bag. You can just.
Yep.
Are you also eating lunch, Robbie?
Those are my, no. No, I don't have time to eat lunch. Those are my go-to.
Robbie, will you bring the DoorDash Ben to Ocean City?
couple of side salads. He has two side salads.
Well, he's getting two meals out of it. You're getting a steak salad.
I got you. He cuts the steak in half
exactly.
Makes two
seven
meals.
Ounce
got
and seven
got
ounce.
Got it. Got it.
I will not bring the DoorDash Ben to Ocean City. I have to use Toast Takeout, which I order Toast Takeout from Uber Bagel.
What's Toast Takeout? What's that? What is
you
that?
Have to, if you want to order Uber Bagel ahead of time, you use Toast Takeout.
Good. You know, I've ordered like from these places like once.
Yeah.
I order a pizza a million times, but directly from the place.
Yeah, if you look at my DoorDash, I might have used it six times in my life.
I think I did Chick-fil-A once, and I think that's all I've ever done.
I might be lying. I might be in the neighborhood of 10, but it's not more than that. Because it is outrageously expensive.
It is. So we are going to be back at Magoobie's Joke House for the murder mystery on May 30th.
Which murder mystery are we doing?
The Final Rose.
Nice.
The Bachelor, Bachelorette 1. Which the season finale is tonight, Rob. Are you going to watch it?
Yes, but I will not be watching after the Final Rose, the live part.
I know. That's drama. They got rid of
Why
Chris
Why won't
Harrison.
You be watching that? Oh, you'll just...
Because I don't care. They got some other person hosting it, and I'm really not good.
I like Emmanuel Acho. He's a good sports guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, hold on, Robbie.
Chris Harrison.
There's some DoorDash advice in here.
Okay.
So Ariel says, I have Dash Pass.
Ooh.
Dash Pass.
I have Dash Pass.
So what you're paying is actually discounted.
Well, some of those were discounted. Some of them I didn't use my Dash Pass on because I didn't have a qualifying credit card.
Ariel uses the Hot Girl Summer discount, too. Do you use that, Robbie?
I don't have that one.
Ariel, do you tip? I want to know what she tips. Does you tip 20%? We'll find that out. Do you tip 20% on the discounted price?
I don't know. It's so complicated to do these days.
I always tip on the subtotal.
Oh.
All right, that's weird.
Yeah.
So May 30th, you told me that you have some news regarding that, because it's unclear whether you'll be able to make that, correct?
Well, I said that I couldn't because I'm going to be in Las Vegas.
I know. I was setting that up, so.
Sorry.
It's all right.
What? Ariel says she tips 50%? What?
Good Lord.
Jeez.
Rich girl summer.
Relax.
Nice.
So you're going to be in Las Vegas? But you don't gamble, right? What are you going to do there? Watch cats?
Well, I told you guys I was going to see the Scorpions.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Unfortunately, just learned this week, the Scorpions have been moved to a 1 year away to 2022.
Wow. This is the third time you try to see them?
Are you still going?
We're still going to go.
Well, Robbie, go get Cirque du Soleil tickets for sure.
Well,
yeah,
we will probably, we might see another show. We're only going to be there a handful of days.
But you should definitely see a show. Neither one of you gamble. What are you going
to
do?
But my point is, we've moved the trip. We're going to go in 2022 so I can do the Magoobie show.
Oh, I got to fire Ben Hancock.
Okay,
then.
We'd already replaced you.
Yeah.
I know, that's why I said I have
it's
an
okay.
announcement to make.
So here's a story.
So Robbie, rather than just telling us privately so we could not hire Ben, he waited to make this announcement that nobody knew about on the show.
Yeah, well, now I literally have to.
Well, that's not true because we talked about it on the show.
All right, fair enough.
I got to call Ben.
You're right.
Should we fire him on the show too?
Yeah, let's just.
Should I fire him?
His number, we'll call him.
We should still have him there so we can see how it's done.
I like Ben a lot too. And by the way, when we got.
Let's just invite him to the show.
When we, me and Justin Schlegel and Katie were driving to Deep Creek. When we went to the cabin, was it like a month ago?
Yeah.
Well, we were calling people, and when they pick up, go, hey, I'm really busy. I don't have time to talk. Like, we'd call them. And when they picked up, they're really busy. I don't have time to talk. And then they go, oh, all right. So we did that to Ben, right? We kept fucking with him. And then we got ourselves in a state where we just were messed up. And then when we were messed up, we were calling and hanging up on him. So then I felt kind of bad because, we were just right. So now... I'm like, that day I go, hey, we're messed up. Sorry, we're just goofing around. That was it. Now I'm going to fake hire him. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hired him. Now I'm going to have to be like, hey, you're fired. He's going to think I'm fucking with him like that the
like
time. Yeah.
Like you're Michael Scott.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, I called him to fire him.
Well, I think it would be worthwhile for him to still come, and because I always can use an assistant, and I would show him exactly.
No, I think it's a great idea. So we could even still give him some money maybe. Hey, will Arielle come? Because she hasn't seen any shows this last year, but she's all vaccinated now.
Yeah,
she's one of
come.
Our biggest fans.
Yeah, they've come to almost all the shows, her and her husband.
Yes.
Does she have asthma or something?
What?
How is she? She's young, right?
Yeah. You don't think she should be afraid of the... You mean how did...
Well, it doesn't matter now. She's already vaccinated.
Yeah,
I'm
not...
I'm just curious how she would manage to do that.
How she managed to get vaccinated?
She's a teacher.
You're vaccinated, Robbie.
Yeah, but I'm old.
She's a teacher.
You're old?
Yeah. I'm almost 55.
Yeah, how did you get... Did you just get...
Because you're not almost 55. You're not 55 till November.
But no, seriously, is that why you got it in Virginia that soon? Because Maryland's behind.
Yeah, my county apparently has gotten really good at getting the doses. And so I'm with Kaiser now, and I went in to visit with my primary care for the first time, and I told her, hey, if there's anything you can do to get me the vaccine, I'm very interested in going ahead.
Oh, it's here on my desk.
And she said, I will put you on the interested
list. Did DoorDash send it to you?
She said, I'll put you on the interested list. That'll definitely get you in quicker. She goes, by the way, Prince William County's really gotten the doses in. We're really getting good at distributing. They're, going to do private, places where you can go and you can get it for free and stuff. She said, we'll put you on the list, and you'll probably get a call in a couple weeks. It was literally a week later I got the message through their website to make my appointment.
Max says in chat, check your local, he says Walmarts. He spells it W-A-L space capital M-A-R-T-S, but
classy.
That's for another time, right? Ours does a wait list at 3 p.m. for shots that otherwise would be wasted. So you go there.
Yes.
You sign up.
A drugstore near me.
At your Walmarts.
Yeah, he lives in Florida. It's a great state. No, I think I'm eligible in probably May by the time we get around to it here in Maryland.
I'm definitely doing the one-shot deal.
Oh, 100%.
I'm not doing the two-shot deal. I'll do one shot.
One-shotter.
Yeah. And the only reason I'm even doing the one is because Katie's like, you have to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And I think we have to in order to go to shows. Am I right about that? Yeah.
What?
That's the main motivation. So I go
you can't go to shows unless you're vaccinated.
Says who? When did this happen?
Well, Live Nation is making
You got to prove that you've been vaccinated.
Gotcha. So how do you prove that? They give you
they give you a little CDC card with your name on it. And it's very hard to forge this card, by the way.
Do you have to have ID?
What'd you say?
Do you have to have ID to get vaccinated?
You probably have to present your ID.
Because it's racist to ask for the ID for you to vote. So
well, maybe they need
so
to
this is
to
not this
card.
Isn't racist.
Well, how can you be racist against us? We're white.
No, in general, you can't. There's the same rule in voting. You just show
well, you
up.
Of course it's politicized.
I'm
you know
just
how it works.
Sure,
yeah.
I just want to know that because this seems more important than voting. Vaccinated. So it's racist.
No, this is clearly
I'm just saying, if one's racist, this is clearly even more racist. Because your right to survive and not die is more important than your right to vote, I would think, right? That seems.
I agree.
It seems like being vaccinated
life
is more important.
Liberty, the pursuit. Life is the first one mentioned
exactly.
In the Bill of Rights, right?
So until there's no ID needed, I will not support this racist vaccination.
Now,
that might be the name of the. Yes.
Racist vaccination.
Yes.
So Jeremy says in chat, I'm not going to get vaccinated because I want to die of COVID instead of being morbidly obese or drinking like a fish for 20 straight years. Yeah, Jeremy should definitely get vaccinated.
Well, Jeremy, if you die of COVID, it will be because you're morbidly obese. It won't be because of the COVID. It'll be because of your health.
Yes, it's already. 100%. Yes. Yeah, he should definitely get vaccinated. But I think Jeremy is... The only reason he wasn't storming the Capitol is because he's too lazy.
They didn't have any scooters.
Right, exactly.
Would scooter the Capitol.
They couldn't scoot.
He doesn't storm anything. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe will be right back.
Rob's long-awaited Dry Bar Comedy Special is finally here. It's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. The reviews are in. Gramp says, stop telling jokes about my girlfriend. Mac Bergson said, I wish Robbie produced it. Joe Robinson said, it's the pie plate closer of comedy specials. So download the Dry Bar Comedy app and watch Rob's special.
All we watch is HGTV and then the Murder Channel. It's just Property Brothers,
Menendez brothers, just nonstop. She just she wants us to buy a house, renovate it, flip it, buy a new house, and in that new house, murder me. That's her whole 10-year plan. So
never estimate the laughs.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Shout out to your wife, Katie. We do this golf pool, all the big tournaments. We usually do the four majors, but we added this last week's, the Players Championship, which a lot of people consider the fifth major. But
and by the way, there are at least three people I consider you, Phil, are actually really good gamblers. And Vegas, our other friend, really knows a lot about golf.
Well, Phil in Vegas knows as much about golf as we know about any other sport.
Right.
So, and yes. Yeah, so
and
they,
Phil's particularly good at knowing how to extract money out of this kind of thing. Yeah.
And so we basically each just have a draft, and then we each pick three players, and you take the two best scores of your players, and then that person wins the pool for that tournament. And Katie now has won three of the last four.
Yeah.
She is a dominating. This is a six-person pool.
I think she's won four total and three of the last four. And the good news is when she wins, I don't pay.
Well, I don't like that because I think that's your – I knew that's your own little thing you're doing, but I feel like
– Then I paid.
Okay.
I mean, what the hell? You don't know what's going on.
I like the idea of you having to – either physically hand her $20 or Venmo her money. It's just the act that you have to do something.
Actually, I did give her $20 today.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. So I guess essentially I paid today.
Well, that sounds like it was for something else.
No. You know, we paid a bill collectively and people handed me cash and I had a bunch of cash. So okay. I go, hey, you need money? And I gave her $20.
But she's dominating us. I mean,
she is.
We've done this. Was it like 15, 16 tournaments we've done this over?
I was thinking about that because I've won one, and when you win $100, but really I only win 80 because I don't get to collect from Katie.
Yeah.
But you win $100 because there's six people in and you don't get your own money. You know
sure.
What I mean? So you win $100 if you win. I've won once and Katie's won four times. So that means I won 80 and 80. I've won 160. Over the life of this, because from not having paid Katie, I'm probably even.
Well, I've split one. I tied for first.
So the most you've gotten was $50.
Yeah, pathetic. 40, yeah. I guess.
No, because I only said 180 because I don't collect from Katie.
No, but I'm four people paid and two people give me 20. Two people give the Vegas 20.
No, five. Oh, I see. But you're right because two. Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
So that's hardly like winning. It was the one Tiger won, the Masters, where he bogeyed the last hole because it didn't matter. So he's just like, fuck it, I'll just screw Rob Mayer.
And you had Tiger?
Yes.
He will never get drafted again in this thing.
No, I'll never want.
I don't even think if he gets healthy, he'll be drafted for the Masters.
No, he's probably a year away. We'll see what happens. If he does, it'll be.
Mac said he was at the Players. He was there.
Hell yeah, Mac. Good for you, man. It's a great tournament. Does Mac play golf, or is he just... I know Scott, his brother, is a great golfer.
Speaking of Mac, by the way...
And wait a second. Look at Benchwarmer with a deep cut.
Yeah, I heard that. It's sports guy Brian Henson in the draft. I think he was in episode 3.
Yeah. First beginning of the Robert Joe show.
Well done.
But anyway, so...
Joe taking my water.
No, sorry. But Mac, I believe he's a cigar distributor, I believe that's what he does.
Yeah.
And that just reminded me, Robbie, when you go to the beach, there's a gray thing in the back bedroom now where we keep toiletries. In the bottom, there's cigars. So if you want a cigar, go grab one out of there.
Okay.
Shout out to McGubbies, Ashley Pontius. We did a show she put together for Stave Our Stages.
Yeah. Was it packed?
We had a good turnout. We raised $1,000. We'll take
it. Hell yeah. Okay.
You know, Justin Schlegel, Eric Woodworth, Josh Caderna, a lot of local comics.
Who had the best set?
I mean, definitely Justin. I thought he was particularly hilarious. I my set.
Well, you went first.
I enjoyed my set more than the crowd did.
Right.
So, Ashley... She's very dirty. I don't know if you've seen her act.
No.
But she said this is the year anniversary of her getting her ass ate for the first time.
1 year?
So I walked on stage and said, hey, it's the 1 year anniversary of me eating Ashley's ass. Right? And I go, but I wore a mask. I'm not an animal. But that, I think that was the highlight of my set.
Oh, that was it. Oh, yeah. This guy's going to be great.
Right.
And the rest of it.
Well, because it wasn't super packed, so I sort of made fun of it. I called it, it's not save our stages, it's save our stage. And then I made a joke we should have done for the famous fun, because that's for the Jimmy Seafood, because that saves restaurants.
People, right, right.
People look like you like to eat more than you like to laugh. But nobody, but like one guy, like the wait staff was cracking up.
That's
but
it.
I enjoy it. It was a fun set. But I had a little fun. You know, Eric and Justin and I decided to do this just on a whim. We text the next day. A little fun at Andrew's expense, the owner. So you know how I do this. There's this website, there's many, where you can make a fake tweet. You can have the picture of whoever, and you can make it look exactly like a real tweet. You just screenshot.
You just say something hilarious in there.
Right. So I do it all the time with our Tim, show announcer Tim, and it's about sports-related things. So I made up a Twitter for a rival comedy club that Andrew does not particularly get along
with. He hates.
Yes, he hates.
Yeah, he hates them.
And I said in this, I implied that the $1,000 we raised went to save that comedy club.
Right.
And then at the end I said, you know, we're back where comedy lives, which is the Magoobies sort of saying,
right,
where comedy
right,
lives.
Right.
So then I text Andrew, oh my God, did you see this? And then I screenshot, I sent him.
Right.
So
now how long did you let, I would have immediately followed up with that's a joke, that's not real.
Well, when I did it, I realized it was a Friday night and it was like 8 o'clock, like shows were happening. So I realized he's working.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, he's probably not reading it right away. So I was waiting at first and then I said, you know what? I went to the grocery store. I did some things. So I come back and the phone rings and it's him.
Right. On a Friday night.
And then I look and I see that he's text, holy shit, what losers. And he's like out of breath, angry. And I'm like, slow down. And then I'm trying to tell him that it's me, and then we lose the connection, and he calls back, and he's still venting. I'm like, no. It's like a TV show where you're trying to say something, and they keep yelling.
Yes.
And I'm like, no. It was me, because he's like, I'm having a really bad day. I'm like, I'm sorry. I did that. It's completely made up.
Did you feel guilty?
I did, because I was going to let it. I was going to play it out, but then he was so, like, perturbed. What he had thought is not that money actually went to them, because that didn't make sense, that it had already been distributed like 12 hours later.
Right.
But he thought
right.
that they had saw him post about it and they were trolling him,
which
is actually more of a dick move. So that's what he thought, which I get. And so, but then he calmed down and he thought it was really funny. But
after he calmed down.
Yeah, after he calmed
down.
Did
we get fired from the murder mystery? We're not going to be there now.
But I felt really bad for a second.
Oh, man. No, that
was worth it.
Yeah. By the way, I've never had. I played a joke on somebody. Let me see if I can recreate this well enough. There's a guy I worked with. His name was Mark Gordon.
Okay.
Right? And one time, I don't remember what it was, but I faxed something from the other office to him from this company, like just trolling him, like. I can't remember what it was, but just fucking with him.
Yeah.
As if this company sent over this fax.
Okay.
So he pulls it off of there. Next thing you know, he's on the phone. And he's going off on this guy. Okay? He's going off on this guy, right? And I'm going, no. They were fucking with me. And I was so relieved that didn't really happen, that I did not give a shit. But yeah, I've never gotten mad over a joke that was played at my expense.
Well, that sounds almost like the Blake Griffin new... prank show where it's, I think it's called Double Cross or something.
Right. Oh, where
it's basically like
you think they're pranking you, but you're actually pranking
exactly.
them.
Exactly. It's like,
give me
you
an example.
Think you're pranking Katie that you're going to some golf tournament and then something's crazy is going to happen.
Right.
But really she's in on it.
And they,
because then the cops show up and they arrest you for something because you weren't supposed to be there.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Really you're being fucked with. She set it up basically.
But you know, it's like how, it's almost like Borat.
I like Borat.
Borat. It's almost like Borat. Once you see Borat, you're like, oh, that's Borat.
Not,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So you can only do that for so long.
We'll see. But it comes
as soon
out.
As I see Blake Griffin, I'm going to realize.
Well, I don't think he's in every freaking
It's like seeing Ashton Kutcher. You're like, okay, I know what's up. This guy's going to fuck with me.
I don't think they show him right away. All right, anything else?
Nah, that's it.
Hey, I'll be at Myrtle Beach this week, Carolina Comedy Club, this Thursday to Sunday. No live show Monday. We'll be doing a show Tuesday. Will it be live? Did we decide that?
I don't know, but the next week, Robbie will be at Ocean City,
yeah,
Maryland for 9 straight days. So if you're in Ocean City, look up Robbie. He's going to be looking for something to do. Hey, Robbie, go to Liquid Assets, by the way.
I've been there.
Since you're spending so much money on food. No, that's the best restaurant in Ocean City, Liquid Assets. It is.
Did we go there?
We did go there.
Yeah.
Hey, we went there to celebrate.
Yes.
Rob and I went there to celebrate.
It's the last time we were happy about things.
Booking a murder mystery for the Baltimore Ravens. Yes. And that didn't happen, and it's not going to happen this year.
That's where I made that dumb bet with you that it would snow before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Before the end of the spring.
Yes, we were wearing shorts or whatever.
Yeah, but instead of it not snowing, COVID hit. So.
Yeah, we were. I was the real loser there for sure.
All right, later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.